Paul, are you all right?
I'm grand, Dave. How are you?
I'm good indeed. Yeah, God, I was risking it there. See whether you're there or not. Very good indeed. Okay, Paul Whittington from the Indo Movies, big screen, or well, maybe, I don't know, small screen, really. Tell me what you're talking about here. What's happening?
I was just trying to figure out how the cinema's still open.
Level three. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know. They weren't mentioned, so I'm assuming that they are. Somebody can tell me otherwise. But there are two films opening in cinemas, so I hope for them that they are.
Yeah.
And there is a Netflix film. In fact, our main film is a Netflix film, which is I really enjoyed. I have to say.
Yeah. What's that?
It's called The Devil All the Time.
Oh, The Devil All the Time. I watched the first minute of it last night.
That went well.
No, hold on. It was very, very late. And I thought, oh my God, if I just went out, it's 2.5 hours long. Wait a second. And also, I know it's kind of a bit of a heavy and depressing movie. And I had another one there I was going to watch, Shazam. So I watched Shazam instead.
Depending on the mood, Shazam is pretty light stuff.
Oh, I thought Shazam was awful. I thought it was rubbish.
Yeah,
and
it's not.
The CGI
it's not great.
Was just over the top.
Yeah,
in fact, that was bloody
great.
Long as well. I didn't realise it. But no, I will watch The Devil All the Time. Tough movie, I get the impression. I mean, I saw
you can
the
watch the rest of it tonight.
The family, I mean, it was the family called the Russells or something, and they're like they're blow-ins to this new community, but they've been there 7 years. And then I said, fuck it.
They are. It's based on a novel, and in a way, it's hard. In a way, it's tough, and it is violent, and yet it's also there is a sense of humor underneath, and it's
right.
A sort of Southern Gothic thing. It's very well done. Antonio Campo directed it, and the author of the book on which it's based, Donald Ray Pollock, provides this very kind of knowing Southern narration, and it's set after the war, and Bill Skarsgård, who people will remember being terrified by in It, as he was a clown. He's this Willard Russell, who's to come home from the Pacific War and, you know, his head full of horror, of course, into this kind of on the surface, this kind of sort of Bobby Sox America. And it's just the whole landscape is there are monsters everywhere of all kinds. And they all seem to be driven mad by fundamental, you know, Christianity. Even the maniacs and the serial killers quote the Bible. He tries to settle down in any case, and he marries and he has a little boy who will be played by Tom Holland when he grows up, and it just all goes horribly wrong, and then the sins of the father, as it were, are passed to the son. But it's very nicely done. It is kind of funny, and there are lots of good performances in it. Jason Clarke and Riley Keough play this husband and wife serial killing team, were a very odd pair indeed. Robert Pattinson is great fun. He plays this the Reverend Preston Teagarden, who's this very grandiloquent a preacher who's a charlatan like many a Southern preacher. And it's a very enjoyable concoction. There's a sort of overarching, you know, Dickensian type coincidence, but it gets away with it because it's so well told, you know.
Right, I see. Okay, fair enough. That's called The Devil All the Time. You do say it has humour in it, though. You know, it's not just all Southern Gothic. It's heavy stuff, is it?
Yeah, no. It certainly does have a sense of humour. It's kind of dark sense of humour at times. There are some brilliant scenes in it as well. Like there's a scene where Pattinson tries to persuade Tom Holland not to do him in because for one of the various things he's done. And it's just very nicely done. Again, it's almost funny and you catch yourself laughing at it and you wonder, should I be laughing? But I thought it was very entertaining.
All right, that's The Devil All the Time. It's on Netflix. Anything else?
Bill and Ted, Dave, are back.
I heard they were back, all right, yeah.
Yeah, this week it's Bill and Ted Face the Music. How do you feel about the
original? Well, I must say, like, I remember, like, what you called, you know, the School of Rock, which I thought was fantastic. And then Bill and Ted on the other side of things. You know something? I enjoyed it. I thought it was a bit of a laugh, all right, no doubt about it. When they meet somebody like, I don't know, what do you call him, School's Out, Alice Cooper, and We're Not Worthy and all that kind of thing, you know? I thought it was funny.
Yes.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was. I thought the first one in particular was funny. And this, the second one was made in 1991. So how many years ago is that? 29 years ago. So this should, you know, in all reasonableness, stink, but it doesn't. And maybe there's a sort of nostalgic thing going for those of us who saw the first ones. But Keanu Reeves, who everybody loves, and Alex Winter are very charming in these roles. And they're essentially, of course, they're still they're middle aged and they have wives, but they haven't really grown up. And their band, which they which they formed, which was popular, is not now popular. And they're playing music in their garage. They have these two teenage daughters who are very well played by Samara Weaving and Bridget Lundy Payne, who kind of channel the sort of teenage Bill and Ted. That they're very funny in it. The plot of it, like, you know, the plot of the first one was they went off to get Beethoven and Socrates to help them with their homework.
Yeah.
It's a similar kind of thing. They're going back and forth in time, but it starts slow, but then it kind of gets a bit funnier and charming. And actually, William Sadler, who he's this character actor, everybody would know his face, not his name. Like, he was the baddie in Die Hard 2, and he was actually the Grim Reaper in the second Bill and Ted one. He plays Death again, and he's very touchy, and he wants to play the bass in their band and everything. He's actually very funny. And so I think, you know, if you like the originals at all, you'll be charmed by this one.
All right, that's good enough. Bill and Ted Face the Music is the name of this one. I forgot about the second one, so this is now the third one. Anything else?
It is. Nocturnal. And this is Cosmo Jarvis again, who I think you saw in Cam with Horses.
Oh, Cam with Horses,
You did see that film, didn't you?
Yeah, the boxer one, yeah. He was the boxer, wasn't he?
He was the boxer, and he did a very good sort of set. I think it's Southeastern Irish accent in it. He was very good. I think he's a very interesting actor. He keeps reminding me of a young Brando for some reason. There's something very sort of brooding and heavy about his presence. He was in Lady Macbeth, which I thought was a brilliant film actually as well. But in this one, which is directed by Natalie Bianchieri, he's a house painter in this really grim Yorkshire coastal town. And he's kind of a marginalized character. Like, he can't keep a relationship going, and he lives from here to there. And he's painting the school sports building when he becomes obsessed with a girl who's going past. She's played by Irish actor Lauren Coe, is very good in it. And he starts talking to her, and she starts to enjoy his attention, even though, like, he's 30 odd and she's whatever she is, 17 or 18. But she thinks he's kind of hitting on her. But in fact, there's something different afoot, and there's a plot twist in it. I thought it was very interesting film, and I think he's great. I mean, I'd love to see him do more and bigger things. He's a really interesting actor, actually.
Sorry, what do we file this one under for ease? Is it drama? Just
yeah, absolutely. And it's in fact, it seems like it's going to be a very grim drama, like almost like the old kitchen sink dramas, you know, the 1960s ones. And then it kind of takes a kinder turn than you would have supposed it will. But yeah, it's a drama and sort of bleak, but very good. Well made, I thought.
Look, I never saw Lady Macbeth. It's that good, is it?
Well, I'm not. I don't think it's quite as good as Lady Macbeth, because Lady Macbeth I absolutely loved. I thought that was a very unusual film. But this is nicely done, and it's nicely done, and it's made for next to nothing.
Right, indeed. And by the way, I've just been told that cinemas, I think, might be open in some parts of the country, right? But under level 3, cinemas in Dublin are closed.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
With a message: don't forget, wash your hands, wear a face covering, keep a 2 meter distance from others, etc. So what have here is
bad news. Bad news for Bill and Ted, then, unfortunately.
Yeah, the devil all the right, yeah, because Bill and Ted is cinema. All right, I get you. Yeah, okay. That's The Devil All the Time is on Netflix. Bill and Ted Face the Music is cinema. Nocturnal is cinema as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so outside Dublin, you might get to see them.
Yeah, indeed. I saw, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, which you spoke about last week or the week before.
Oh, yeah, what do you think of it?
Well, I mean, like, Charlie Kaufman has done with every show in the past, but this is really a step further. Like, on one level, anybody who wants to tell me it's the greatest load of pretentious whatever, I will say, yeah, you've got a point there. Did I get anything out of it? Yeah, it was Jessie Buckley great. She was fantastic. Off the Bleeding Wall.
Yeah, I watched it with my wife, and I was asked precisely why I liked it at the end of it. Yeah, so it's not for everybody, but it's an interesting film.
It's not easy, and if you did like it, it's not easy.
No.
Like, there's some movies. What was the what do you call it? Oh God, Almighty Tonight and Tomorrow. The one with Tom Cruise that was really weird with the accident at the beginning, and took over the whole of New York and they whatever to make the movie. Anyway, I thought that was the greatest load of nonsense, but I really loved it. like it was like
vanilla something.
Vanilla Sky. Very good.
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. Like, it's what I would say, and this sounds really pretentious, it was great cinema. And now, what do you mean? So on this one here, like, you know, what exactly did I like about it? No idea. Did I like it?
Not for everybody, but for confirmed Charlie Kaufman films.
Indeed. Listen, Paul Whittington, thanks a million, Paul, for talking to us on the programme today. Again, see you next Saturday. Thanks, Paul. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So
thanks, Dave.
Folks, take it easy. Bye.